Listening Library presents The Last Kids on Earth, The Monster Box, Books 1 through 3, by Max Brallier, including The Last Kids on Earth, The Last Kids on Earth and the Zombie Parade, and The Last Kids on Earth and the Nightmare King. The Last Kids on Earth, read for you by Robbie Damond.
Chapter 1. I wish this story started with me looking cool. Like an action hero, or a superhero, or any kind of hero. But it doesn't. It starts with a giant monster. That's me. Not the giant monster. Beneath the giant monster. The kid on his back with the splintered bat. The handsome kid about to get eaten. 42 days ago, I was regular Jack Sullivan, 13 years old, living an uneventful life in the uninteresting town of Wakefield. I was totally not a hero, totally not a tough guy, totally not fighting giant monsters. But look at me now, battling a gargantuan beast on the roof of the local CVS. Life is crazy like that. Right now, the whole world is crazy like that. Check the shattered windows. Check the wild vines crawling up the side of the building. All of these things are not normal. And me? I haven't been normal, well, ever. I've always been different. See, I'm an orphan. I bounced all over the country, different homes, different families, before landing in this little town of Wakefield in December. But all that moving, it makes you tough. It makes you cool. It makes you confident. It makes you good with the girls. It makes you Jack Sullivan. Oh, crud. Incoming monster fist! Crunch. Close call. Yikes. Almost got a monster fist to the skull there. I'm at CVS because I need an eyeglass repair kit. Those little tool sets that dads buy for when their glasses break. I know. That's a lame thing to need. But I have a walkie, and that walkie is busted. And to fix that walkie, I need a really, really, really tiny screwdriver. And the only place to get a really, really, really tiny screwdriver is in an eyeglass repair kit. This was supposed to be a quick, easy trip to CVS. But one thing I've learned about life after the monster apocalypse, nothing's quick and nothing's easy. This monster here is the foulest, most ferocious, and just plain horrible thing I've encountered yet. He's straight up ka-slam! Yikes. The monster's massive fist pounds the roof until it cracks like thin ice. I trip, tumble back, and land hard on my bony butt. It's time to stop being this monster's punching bag. See, I've kind of been the world's punching bag for a while, and you know, it just ain't a whole lot of fun. So I'm fighting back. I get to my feet. I dust myself off. I grip the bat in my hand. Not too tight, not too loose. Just like they coach you in Little League. Only I'm not trying to hit some kid's lousy curveball. I'm trying to slay a monster. I leap at the monster, arcing through the air, engaging in a deadly duel. Who will triumph? Well, basically, he triumphs. The monster's massive hand snatches me out of midair. I'm a thimble in his gargantuan grasp. I try to grab hold of my baseball bat blade, aka the Louisville Slicer, but the monster's crushing grip pins my arms to my sides. He pulls me in close to his face. Thick saliva like slime oozes down his lips. His eyes scan me over, and his gaping nostrils flare as he inhales my scent. I feel like that blonde babe in King Kong. Only I don't think this beast wants to hug me and love me. He sniffs some more, blowing my hair back as he exhales. I turn my face. His breath, it's just, wow. My man here needs to floss. I've encountered other freaky beasts over the last 42 days, but none like this. None that examined me, looking me over, smelling me, studying me. None that felt this terrifyingly smart. I have a sick feeling in my gut. A sense. Something that tells me that this beast here is 100% pure, beyond, beyond evil. A smile seems to creep across the monster's face. A sinister smirk that says, I'm not simply some primal thug. I'm a monstrous villain, a great evil, and I will enjoy inflicting pain upon your tiny human body. With a spine-tingling moan, the beast's mouth opens wide, revealing an army of dirty fangs, with chunks of flesh between each tooth. I kick, I squirm, and facing imminent death by devouring, I at last bite. My teeth sink into monster flesh, and his paw loosens slightly. Just enough for me to wrap my fingers around my blade's handle, rip it free, and I slam the bat into the creature's thick cranium until he roars. A sound like, "Blarg!" And his palm opens, and uh-oh. I'm plummeting through the air, down through the hole in the roof, into the CVS. Oof! I land in the junk food aisle. I snatch an Oreo from its package and jam it into my mouth. The Oreo is a whole lot stale, but whatever, an Oreo is an Oreo. And good snacks are hard to find these days. Plus, since the world ended, it's pretty much everything for the taking. And I'm not turning that down. No way. Rising, I examine my predicament. One of the monster's giant feet fills, like, the entire store. One toe in the school supplies aisle, another on top of the hairspray and deodorant aisle. Dashing up and over the monster's foot toward the front of the store, I spot what I came for. One deluxe eyeglass repair kit includes really, really, really tiny screwdriver. I shove the kit into my pocket, but then, smunch! The monster's clawed fingers tear through the roof like it's nothing. The ceiling collapses around me as I dart for the door. I'd love to stay for a while, flip through the magazines, check the sunglasses spinny thing for cool aviators, eat some Funyuns. But no time for that. You know, giant monster and all. I burst through the front door and escape. I dash past a crumpled car and through an overgrown yard and slide beneath the caved-in porch of an abandoned house. I pull out my camera. I always carry my camera. Always. I raise the viewfinder to my eyes, twist the lens, zoom in, and snap. I photograph every monster I come across, so later on I can study their attacks and defenses and strengths and weaknesses and junk. Also, it's just rad to say I'm a monster photographer. I give each monster a name, too. But what to call this guy? What to call a monster so terrifying that just looking at him scrambles my insides with French fried fear? The big beast roars again, a sound like blarg. Blarg. That's got a ring to it. Suddenly, there's a racket like a wrecking ball crashing into 10 million Legos. The CVS is crumbling, collapsing, as Blarg stomps through its walls into the parking lot. When the smoke clears, I see the monster, fully, for the first time. Upright, standing tall on legs as thick as tree trunks. A monumental terror. He is Blarg. Includes traits of 40 feet tall. Smells like 3-day-old barf. Armored skin. Clawed hands. You know, for clawing stuff. And disgusting tentacles. Blarg lowers his nose to the ground and sniffs. He lifts up a car and peeks underneath. Holy crud. He's on the hunt. He's searching. For me. He scans the destroyed, decaying surroundings. He watches the porch. The porch I'm under. I gulp. Can he see me? I slowly inch backward, farther into the shadows. He stares at the porch a moment longer, then raises his head to the sky. A deafening howl of frustration erupts from his lungs. Guess he doesn't see me. Blarg turns and stomps his way down Spring Street, Away from the ruins of the CVS, sniff.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?